All right, how y'all doing out there in listening land? Thank you for joining me again. This is your brother Reese, and y'all know how we do it here. Deeper analytics, right? So today I want to talk about a word that's kind of used, but it should be being used a lot more, the word vision. Vision. You know, what came to my mind when I just simply saw the word was my mind's eye. Right? Vision. How well do you really see? Right? Vision. We have physical and mental vision. Physical vision is necessary and needed because on this 3D physical plane, we have to be able to physically see. We have to be able to see where we're going, where we're walking, when we're walking down the stairs, you know, when we're driving, you know, when we're jogging in the park. How about that one? We don't want to step in nothing, do we? Yeah, but we do need to have that vision so that we can see where we're going. What about mental vision? The mind's eye. Mental vision. Sometimes, a lot of times, mental vision is needed to complete a goal. Right? We all have goals. We have things we want to attain, things that we want. And what happens? We have to sit down and think about how do we use our time, effort, money, and resources to attain that goal. We have to envision a way to do it successfully. It comes right from within us, doesn't it? As I always say, divine intelligence is inside of you. And we really do it all the time. Even if it's fitting something into a tight schedule, right? I want to go to the donut place. I want to slip it in. But I got to go here. I got to go there, you know. And we notice, even though it may be the most challenging, when we really want something, we'll find a way, right? We'll find a way to make it work. We'll see a way to make it work, right? Vision is a powerful thing. We need to be using it. We don't need to be going along to get along, do we? We need to use it. Vision, where you can look before you leap, right? Where intelligence and truth can get you to imagine a next step in an undertaking, but based on intelligence and truth that you already have in that subject or in that situation. Now, I'm going to say that again. You can think ahead with intelligence and truth that you already have in the situation to better the situation. Now, why wouldn't you use that? Vision. Because if you all have been listening to my podcast, you know that I keep saying we need to be doing this individually and collectively more. Nobody's going to better our condition but us. Nobody's going to do more for us than us, right? Then when you have the lack of vision, somebody can tell you anything. Again, a guy that does not know how to count. He can't envision what's happening with the numbers, right? If somebody give you some money, enough money, you can say, man, I can do a couple of things, you know? I can go buy a meal, I can take the girl out, I can gas up the car, because you know that you have more than enough money and how much money you're supposed to get back. You can envision what's going to go on because you got the money, right? And can't nobody tell you any different? Can't nobody lie to you? Because you know what you can do. You know how much money you got. You know how much money it takes. So you can envision what you have to do with success, right? Shouldn't this be foundational for us in all undertakings, right? If you don't have a vision for how to complete a goal, then a manipulator who's clever enough to be at least one step ahead of you can give you an enticing version of attaining your vision that does not work for you, but exploits you to his benefit. Now, is that not correct? This is what happens when you do not have vision. you do not source the intelligence inside of you and say, how can I get from A to B? How can I get from A to where I need to go? How can I get from A to Z? How can I get from A to where I want to go? Right? You will always have bad people down here, and you always have clever people down here. And a clever person understands that you're intelligent too. You're not completely dumb. So he needs to be one step ahead of you in that regard. So if nothing else, that should be more than enough to convince you that you need to have vision. That means you have to embrace the situation and your situations for truth and clarity so that you can get the next intelligent, useful, progressive step in the direction that you want to go, whether it's getting a problematic monkey off your back or attaining a goal that you want to attain. So with vision, you are looking into a situation. And if you previously had 10 bad ideas or 10 ideas that didn't work, but the 11th idea was the one that did work, you attained your goal, did you not? It was worth it to use your intelligence and your vision. Okay? If you did 10 things the wrong way, but it gave you the intelligence of what wouldn't work, so then you started looking in another direction and you found something that did work, right? But see, you know it works, so nobody can take the prize away from you. Nobody can take the deliverance to your goal away from you. And when you're on that plateau, there's no wasting of your time, effort, and money because you use vision. It was better than going into that situation physically without vision, finding out that it didn't work for you, not attaining the goal, and still wasting a lot of time, a lot of effort, and possibly a lot of money. Right? It's all about the mind. So you always want to have vision. As I always say, the mind keeps the heart from getting crushed and the behind from getting busted up. It keeps your life in intelligent order. It's a safety landing for your a safety net for your life and your progress, for your resources. Right. So now you were created to have vision because you were created, as I've said in other podcasts, to see the truth, good and bad, of this entire matrix. Recreate the bad to good, reperfect the good to even better. Right? And when you do that, you're the one that raises the energy of this matrix and makes it better. Right? You become, I guess you could say, like the Neo in the matrix. You know, the Oracle asked him, do you believe you are the one? Well, of course, that was important because if Neo didn't believe that he was the one, he wouldn't have been able to jump those buildings. You know, like he failed the first time, he wouldn't have been flying through the air. He wouldn't have saved Morpheus. You know, if you saw the movie, you know, they told him he was crazy. Neo, those are three agents in there in a military guarded building. You going to go and save Morpheus? You're crazy. But of course, you know, courage can be contagious. When there's another courageous overcomer who's used to winning, they're going to go with you. Didn't Trinity go right with him? Right? It's like, I'm going because I believe if you're going to go in there and be courageous enough to do what you say you're going to do, you are going to need my help. That's courage speaking, which is going to lead to attainment of the goal. They had previous intelligence about the matrix, about how it works, about the agents, and even though the agents were stronger and faster than them, right? They had a plan for how to overcome the agents and get Morpheus out. And then you remember it was Morpheus himself who told Neo, right? Neo said, what? You trying to tell me that I can dodge bullets? And he goes, no, Neo. I'm telling you that when the time comes, you won't have to dodge bullets. But there has to be the courage and the fearlessness that leads to the embracing, because embracing gets you the truth to size up a situation for what it is. Then when you size up a situation for what it is, there's always something that you can do to effect it, especially in your favor. Right there, when you can see what you can do to effect the situation in your favor, manipulate it in your favor, coerce it in your favor, there's the vision to get you to attain your goal. No questions asked, no matter who doesn't like it, no matter who doesn't want to see you succeed. This is part of our core nature, our core energy, to have vision. Right? I'm going to have an upcoming podcast, and it's about the children. I'm going to touch on it briefly here. We see the children, and understandably, as physically these little 3D creatures that are naive and awkward to our way of doing things. This would be true. But you must remember that on a 5D level, they have our bloodline. And as the intelligence of the universe always advances, that is the same cosmic and universal spirit, Holy Spirit intelligence that is inside of them, and it is fresh, and it knows no fear. It knows no doubt. It is only filled with the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence of the universe itself, and they are fresh, and they are the manifestation of the intelligent progression of us. They are the God's return. The goddesses return. They are us. So on a 5D level, this is who they truly are. They are the embodiment of the vision, the answers, and the solutions that we have been crying out for, because we are their bloodline. And our bloodline is cosmic intelligence. They are the furthering of it, because the universe is always going to give us something better. God is always going to give us something better. And how better than through the wombs of our women to be direct progressions and rewards, successful extensions of us. This is who our children are on a 5D level and better. They carry the vision. They are the better version and better vision of us. This is who they really are. This is why it is important that we be on our square. Because when we raise them like this, telling them who they are, then we are their future. And we are their future that they will be able to surpass. Because we have told them and raised them according to who they really are. We must become their future first. Then it is their job to surpass us, because that's what they were put here to do. Just like we were put here to do that for the generation before us. Right. So I have three questions, you know, to end this. Since I'm talking about vision, are we all visionaries by nature? Are we all supposed to be visionaries by nature? Because we were created to be visionaries by nature, not controlled by the limitations of this matrix, no matter how overwhelming it may try to get us to perceive that it is. Because nothing can defeat omniscience, the divine overstanding, which leads to divine overcoming. And the program and solutions are right inside of us. So are we all visionaries? Are we all supposed to be visionaries, because that's what we were created to be by the Almighty? So is our community and our community progress supposed to be our own exclusive combined vision? So this is your brother Reese. You know, as always, I want to make you think. I don't just want to talk. I want to make you think. If I'm not lifting you up, I'm not totally doing my job. So y'all think and come back with something to lift me up too. And lift up the area in your reality where you live. If it's just your family, your community, your relationship, your school, wherever you're at. Right? So till the next time, this is your brother Reese. Peace.